Today's interview for the Creative Shift podcast is with Dr. Chris Owen. Chris and I work together at Aston Business School, where Chris is a lecturer and teacher. He and I work together on a module called the Effective Business Consultancy. And in particular, we run an entrepreneurial 24-hour challenge called The Apprentice. You can read all about that on the blog. But I'm delighted today to be with Chris and ask him our three traditional now podcast interview questions. Chris, welcome.
Hi, Helga. Great to be here.
Thank you. What I'd like to start off with, as you know, the sort of rubric is that we talk about something that may have shifted your perspective. And I understand that in this case, it's actually something quite close to home as regards the way we've worked together at Aston.
Yeah, thanks, Helga. I mean, I think for me, the Apprentice Challenge has been a real eye-opener because what we do, we get the students together in groups of four or five, and they get given £50 seed money, and they have to raise as much money as they possibly can in 24 hours. And I think that has really, for me, pushed the boundaries of what is possible to do, and still, you know, in the context of higher education, but because this is not your standard lecture, your standard tutorial, and I think that the variety of different things that we've seen the students do has been absolutely incredible, and it really unleashes their enthusiasm and their creativity. So I think for me, what it's done is broadened my thoughts about what's actually possible in relation to education, the sorts of things that we can do, and it makes you think much more creatively and much more widely about the sorts of activities that we can do with students.
Thanks for that, Chris. I think the Apprentice Game is an example of experiential learning that works in university contexts and increasingly with clients to have real life experience that then they reflect on. So as you say, it's a different type of learning that we think works really, really well. The next one that would be great for you to talk about is anything that has caused a shift in your productivity. So anything that you have conquered, made possible, preferably recently, that's worked for you.
Thanks, Helga. So what I'm going to talk about briefly is a time management method that I use now, which has come about through many years of trial and error, mostly error.
Yeah.
A lot of reading about, you know, different approaches and techniques. And what it comes down to is that we all walk around with a lot of mental baggage, you know, a lot of thoughts about what we need to do, what we need to get done. And what I've developed is a way of downloading all of that information and then thinking about those tasks in relation to how important they are and how urgent they are.
Yeah.
And then really thinking about, okay, when are we going to do these things? And then doing what I call planning in the future, which basically says, okay, when am I going to do this? Making an appointment with myself in my calendar to do that. When I get to that appointment, I have to do it. There's no prevarication, procrastination.
Yeah.
And what I find that does is it empties the mind of all the mental baggage, and you can go about your business knowing that everything's taken care of. It seems to work for me anyway.
Yeah. I think you're right about, often I'm asked, oh, is there a book I can read? What can I do? And I think it is sometimes about sampling lots of different types of process or system and then almost just making one that works for you. So have you swallowed someone else's system wholesale, or have you actually, how have you come about working in this particular way, and does it need any special software, or is there an app for that?
Do you know what, Helga, it came about one morning on a train to London, and I was feeling particularly overwhelmed with all the things that I had to do, and I thought,
yeah.
I what can I do? And I started by making the list. I thought I'll make the long list of every single thing I can think of that I need to do. And then having made the list, it struck me as a common sense thing to look at prioritisation in terms of importance and urgency. But it's come about through trial and error. So it's not somebody else's method.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure that I was influenced by all the reading that I've done around this area. But I think you're right. I think you need to figure out what works for you and then stick with it.
Yeah. And that's it. So sometimes the simplest things, you don't need fancy spreadsheets or whatever. It's just having a something that's simple but that you actually do is worth any hundreds of pounds worth of software that you don't use. And certainly the important and urgent stuff comes up a lot in things like the Franklin Covey Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah.
Really does look at that important and urgent nexus.
Yes.
So I can see that that's something that works. And then in your previous life, prior to academia, you were a consultant with PwC. And in terms of looking at something that a shift in profitability, you've got something that worked then with the companies you were working with at different scales, works now. Tell us what your shift in profitability sort of top tip is.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Helga, here, what I've been thinking about is really something about scalability. So what I think we know is that when things take off, so if we take an example from education and we look at student numbers on a particular program, like a master's program, we might have to stretch our program out to 100 plus students. Now, there are things we can do that mean that we can deliver the same value to 100 students that we deliver to, say, 6. But when we start out, when we first launch the program, there might only be 6 to 10 students. And what I think we have to think about is how can we design our products and services in a way that they are scalable from day one to that larger market. So if you're a small entrepreneur, you're launching a new product and a new service to a very small market, what's going to happen if you suddenly go from one customer to 100 to 500 to 5,000? How are you going to scale your operation? And thinking about what you need to do on day one to make that product or service scalable, I think is critical to profitability. Because if you're not careful, you'll go from your 6 customers to your 100 and suddenly you're losing money. And what was profitable on a small scale is now
loss-making. And certainly if anybody's looking for investment, VC type or any type of equity investment, that's going to be one of the first things they're going to look for, isn't it? Scalability, that going big won't break the business but will build the business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, on Dragon's Den, that's often the focus, isn't it, in terms of the numbers.
Yeah.
Tell us about the numbers, not only the numbers now, but the numbers, you know, going forward. And I think there are some practical things you can do to think about how you can make things scalable on day one.
Thanks so much for that, Chris. Always a pleasure to talk to you. This year's Apprentice Challenge is getting launched at the end of January, and we'll be blogging about that on www.creativeshift.uk.com. So please come back and visit the blog on our website to find out more. Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.